Hopkins County's new jail project is the topic of an article in the November issue of County Progress Magazine. And I talked with County Judge Robert Newsom.
Really quite big for the county because this is the County Progress Magazine for the state of Texas. And they wanted to focus in on the Hopkins County Jail that we're building. So they ran a 3-page article. It's very nice and had a lot, very complimentary of Hopkins County.
And you got to participate in this in kind of a roundabout way, right?
Yeah, well, you know, I went on a mission trip in early October. I waited till the budget was finished, and I said this months ago. And so I went to Honduras for a week. Well, while I was in Honduras, I got word that they needed a quotation from me for the article. So I was able to email, and so actually on my telephone, my little iPhone, I actually was able to fix up a quote and everything. And apparently they liked it because they highlighted it actually as a part of the article. So that was good. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, and what kind of slant did they take on the article about the jail?
Well, they're trying to encourage, you know, a lot of people across the state have had good and bad experiences in jail building, and some needed to build. And so they just kind of highlighted ours, that ours seemed to be working quite well and everything was going well. Of course, we always talk about other than what they find under the place, but we're past that now. And so everything's in good shape now.
We did lose maybe a day or two or some days due to the wet weather that we had recently.
Yes, this weather. And then we've had some other challenges with the plumbing and all, but it's nothing unusual now. We're pretty well past the unusual items. So we're 17 days officially behind right now. That's not a real bad thing because I told them it's better that you build a good jail than to try to rush anything. They said they'll catch back up on those days here pretty quick over once they get indoors.
I would imagine they're still doing a lot of the plumbing and electrical that's down at the ground level.
Right, and that's going real well right now, and they're going to be starting pouring some concrete, they hope, in the next 2 to 3 weeks.
Oh, okay. Yes. Still hoping around December 1 for that.
Before December 1 was what they had anticipated, and they're still hoping for that. Me too. I'm with them on that. It's like I say, well, the weather set us back a little bit, but that's not really a problem.
If you talk to other county officials, do they ask a lot about the jail and how it's going?
People are interested in it because, again, we've got a jail that's going to house a substantial number of prisoners. We're looking to the future. So people are interested because a lot of them would say their voters wouldn't get behind this. Our voters did. And a lot of, then the on the other hand, you've got to have a commissioner's court, you've got to have the sheriff, you've got to have the public all going the same direction. It's a big deal in our community.
KSST News.